Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 16th and the whole weekend. The Sun-Uranus connection is just wham-bam. Thank you very much, Zodiac, because these stars are fizzling with potential and opportunity. Where? Most especially in areas of business and work and career. It may happen overnight, which is probably what these stars are all about, but that meteoric rise could well begin now, but you may not see the results until the new year. And here's your Sunday, stars. What's going on in the sign of Sagittarius? In fact, there's a new moon tomorrow. What does that mean for you? Well, it's about health and anything to do with your well-being, and that's what you should begin to concentrate on now. Start to think today, what is it that you're doing wrong when it comes to your diet, eating, drinking, when it comes to exercise? Are you doing too much or none at all? All of these things will be of consequence come tomorrow. Here's your Monday, stars. Well, the new moon's here and it's in the sign of Sagittarius, your sixth house. Look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. The sixth house is about your health and well-being. And certainly now you should start to undertake over the next 2 weeks changes in your diet, changes in your exercise regime, and just making yourself better in all kinds of ways. So you greet the new year with a new you. And here's your Tuesday, stars. Now, yesterday's new moon concentrated on medical and health matters. It's also about business, work and employment. So whether you're thinking of taking redundancy or you've been made redundant, or whether you have retired or are thinking of retirement, or whether you just want a brand new job, all of these things are good to think about over the next couple of weeks. Especially because we're entering a big holiday period, it will give you the chance and the time to think about the new year. Here's your Wednesday, stars. This is a massive, massive change in the planets. It's Saturn moving into your seventh house of relationships. And with Saturn moving there, this is serious, responsible stuff. It's all about duty. So whether a relationship becomes a duty, whether a partnership becomes a duty, it's all about what you give to one another and how you work at a relationship. The harder you work at it over the next 2 to 2.5 years, the more it will figure in your life for the next 30. Here's your Thursday, stars. The Sun joins Saturn now in your seventh house of relationships, and you need to read about this in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because this is life-changing when it comes to you and somebody else. And it's not a fast-moving aspect, transit. You need to take your time with this. And by taking your time, you could find love with somebody, perhaps of a different generation or age group. And here's your Friday, stars. Now the moon has moved into Aquarius. There's certain things that you need to consider, but of a private matter. The moon in your eighth house means there's certain things you need to think about privately because they may deal with intimate matters. Your sex life, financial concerns, things you don't wish to share with the public. And today is a very good day to keep things to yourself and think about any kind of issue that's private and not spread it around.